May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Come and see. I'm sure if we talk to those kids who just left, that's something that they say quite often. If your house is anything like mine, someone runs in, come and see. Right? And sometimes it's like, come and see this new artwork project. Come and see this bug I found. Sometimes it's like, come and see what I made in the kitchen. Or maybe this is something only modern parents will get. Perhaps the worst is come and see this YouTube video. Come and see. There's excitement, there's joy in a kid's voice, right? There's hope and there's expectation. They want you to be a part of whatever it is they're experiencing. They want your life, our life, to mesh up and match up with their life. We want to experience the same thing. They want us to experience the bug, whatever it is in the kitchen, the game, even the stupid YouTube video. Their words are an invitation to share in discovery, to share in laughter, to share in life. Their words are an invitation to relationship. And my boys aren't in here, and so I'll confess, I did this at 8 o'clock when they were in here. Too often, I sit on the couch, and I just say, tell me about it. If you've ever tried to hear a 12-year-old describe a YouTube video, it doesn't go too well. But it never goes too well. How can you describe a bug that has mesmerized a little boy? How can you describe a piece of art that a kid has put together? How can you describe the joy and excitement of a game, of anything? That's why you can't just sit back and say, tell me about it. That invitation, come and see, is not an invitation for information. Right? These kids don't want to share facts and figures about a bug. Maybe they do. Kids like to. But that question in particular is an invitation to relationship. And information and relationship aren't interchangeable. And so in those moments when the kid comes and says, come and see, there's really only one thing you can do. You can get up and look. It's not just kids, we do it too, right? We want our loved ones, our friends, our family, our coworkers, whoever it is, we want them to come and see our accomplishments, the things we're proud of, our life. We also want our loved ones and those around us to come and see our pain and our sorrow and our hurt. And those aren't invitations for information. Here, let me tell you about X, Y, and Z. It's an invitation to relationship. Will you come and experience what I'm experiencing? Will you sit with me in the joy? Will you sit with me in the pain? It's an invitation to come and see. And so when the disciples come to Jesus and they ask him a question of information, where are you staying? Jesus doesn't answer their question. At least not with facts and figures or with an address. Jesus answers with an invitation. Come and see. That is an invitation to a first-hand faith. Too often we have second-hand faith. That's if we just say, tell me about it to our kids. If we just say, describe it to me, we're living a second-hand life of their experience. We can only pick up what they are able to translate into words. And if we only know facts and figures about Jesus, if we only know where he lives, if he says it's that second house on the right, that's where I'm staying, what good is that? We would have information about Jesus. But Jesus invites us into a firsthand experience, into a firsthand life, into a firsthand faith. Come and see. Because secondhand experiences just don't do it for us, right? Like if we want to share with someone a beautiful sunset, right? We can try to describe it, the pinks and the blues and all of this, right? But what does that mean? A firsthand experience of that sunset is sitting shoulder to shoulder and seeing it. Seeing those colors explode in the sky. What good is it just to hand someone a travel brochure and say, doesn't this look like a great cruise? Doesn't this look like a great vacation? Sure. But what is it to go on that journey with someone, to go and explore new places with someone? That is a firsthand experience of life. And so would we rather know facts and figures and information about Jesus? Or would we rather know Jesus? That's the invitation today. Come and see. Come and experience. Come and follow. Come and live. And so there's a choice before these followers of John the Baptist. They've been following this guy for a while, and John the Baptist says in our gospel today, you know, these two of his disciples were standing with him, and John points out and says, look, behold the Lamb of God. John points out information about Jesus. And so it could have been really simple for the disciples to see this information, take it in, and say, that's great. Behold the Lamb of God. He's going on his way, and he's going into that house, and we know this information about him. So these disciples have a choice. They ask, where are you staying? And then comes that invitation, come and see. Will these disciples settle for a secondhand faith of knowing about Jesus, knowing where Jesus happens to be at that moment, knowing information? Would they respond to Jesus' invitation and step into a firsthand experience of faith? If they choose to come and see, they're going to have to give something up, right? They've been following John. It's all they've known. They're going to have to give up safety, comfort, routine. They're going to have to give up whatever it is that they've known and step into something that's new and different and unknown, potentially scary. That's the choice before them. And we all have moments in our lives, right, where we're asked, are we willing to come and see whatever it is? Maybe it's moving to a new city. Maybe it's taking a new job. Maybe it's entering into a new relationship. Whatever it is, we all know what it's like to be faced with an opportunity to step into something new and make a decision. Come and see. In response to the question of where are you, Jesus, he offers more than information. He offers more than his address. He offers an invitation. Come and see. He offers reassurance. Come and see. He offers the promise that if we come and see, he will be there. Regardless of what we bring into the situation, regardless of what we walked into this room with today, the question is the same. The offer, the invitation is the same. Come and see. When life feels full and abundant, come and see. When life feels empty and desolate, come and see. When life feels crazy and full of chaos and uncertainty, come and see. When life feels sure and steady, come and see. However we might describe our life, Jesus' invitation is the same. Come and see. And when Jesus offers us that invitation, there's really only one thing we can do. Get up and check it out. Amen.